And in the authoritative text of appraisal and of the Institute, you can read it from front to back.
Okay.
But there's something that's very important, and I often teach this in a classroom setting. It has to be reasonable. Is it reasonable to assume that shows up in almost every part, especially those that have economic impact? Is it reasonable? So that's my answer to you, and we did the best we could in the limited amount of time we had, but I can tell you that $4,000 an acre is tested, and we certainly have had sales in the past in the county.
Okay, I think the assessor has a question she wants to ask or comment.
I have several questions. First of all, sir, now do you belong to an MLS that's local, or where were you getting your comps? Because you didn't put any comps in to get to this 4,000 value or to the 2,000 value. I mean, there should be something physical that shows.
Again, I appreciate the question. The first point is, I would explain again, and we tried to explain this in my notes, that this is not a formal appraisal. We didn't have time to do a formal appraisal, but we have done work in the past in Taney County, and we have had realtors and commercial and residential brokers that have we've conferred with and so forth. So I don't have any problem with these numbers that we utilized as 2,000 for floodplain dirt and 4,000 for non-floodplain dirt. Now, would that change, or could it change from parcel to parcel? I think it's important that everybody remember, where did a lot of these parcels, the bulk of these parcels, where did these parcels come from? They are parcels that were left over in the project after the Corps of Engineers took over. And they're basically remnants, many of them. And it's just like if you're working for the highway department, which we have for years worked for MoDOT. They build a highway, and as part of the process of building the highway, there's remnants of all types left over. What does the highway do with those remnants? Well, if they can't use them, they don't want to have to maintain them and cut grass and so on and so forth. But if they can't use them, what do they do with them? They virtually give them to adjoining property owners. They try to sell them to get a token or nominal amount for them, but they're remnants and they're left over from the project. And we've often been called upon to appraise those for the highway department. So I think that's all important that the reader understand these things.
Okay. Do you have any more questions?
Again, you're saying a lot, but you're not showing any concrete numbers of where you're getting it. I'm also a real estate broker, and so I know even in Cozy Cove, a lot of that land where all those buildings are is floodplain. That land, those units sell for a lot of money. There's a lot of places along Lakeshore Drive or Acacia Club Road, again, sell for a lot of money. And you're not demonstrating it. You're going with the least possible amount, and it's not even averaging out to, like, the lowest average. I'm not understanding. As the assessor, I need something concrete to use in the future so that I can defend the values of this property. And that's, again, why I'm asking the board to deny all of it, to go to the STC.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm not using the lease number, because if I was using the lease number, they would be grossly different, because of all the things that impact these properties, they you would have to adjust these sales. You would have to adjust these pieces of market data to these properties, and these properties, in my opinion, they have nominal value. I did not do that. I didn't have time to do it, and that was not part of the drill.
Which is why I'm wanting this to go to the State Tax Commission. We need the time to get real values.
Hold on. Okay. Can't hear both of you at the same time. Okay. Susan, wanting to go to the State Tax Commission, I'm still trying to get this board has an obligation to also try to find a value. And so I guess what I'm looking for is, do we have anything else to say that these properties that they are valuing at X is worth more or less than that? In other words, they've given us something. We also have an obligation. Do you have anything from a sales comp standpoint or anything like that for these properties? And I don't think we do. I think this is a kind of a novel problem. So the question is whether or not we feel we can value them based on their data.
Well, and the difficulty is that some of these properties, like the dam itself, these are things that should be valued, and to extract that from the Liberty sale or the Empire sale to Liberty shows, I'm sure they paid a premium to buy a utility. And nothing's being reflected here because that would have been a large purchase. And anyone who wants to control the electricity in this area, that's expensive property. And so for them to be assessed at the smallest possible amount in the county, that seems wrong. And also, they are not agriculture. That's pretty clear in the statutes. You actually have to have livestock or contracts for...
Okay.
Timber.
Well, today they're not arguing classification, so
okay.
It is my understanding. Well, Matt, are you arguing classification? If we were to come up with a value that wasn't necessarily what you have, I mean, I don't know what, and it depends on what that number is as to whether you decide to appeal. But are you wanting us to rule on classification issues? Is kind of what I'm getting at. If you've appealed classification, I think we have to rule on it.
Well, that's a good question. Let me address it. Probably a little longer answer than what you're asking for, but I do want to address Ms. Chapman's comment about that you have to have livestock on the property. I don't think that's accurate. And if you look at the regulation that I attached to my email, I don't know if you print off all those things or not. The regulation. On the last page, and it's the section two, forest land and horticultural land. It describes forest land as being valued either at the ag grade 5 or 7, and it says forest land may or may not be used for timber production, wildlife management, hunting, or other outdoor recreation. So just a quick aside, just I don't think Ms. Chapman's statement of the law is accurate. But that's a side issue. To your question, Mr. Akers, as I said, if the board is willing to accept our proposed values, we would be willing to forego or withdraw the classification argument, claim, what have you. If the board, let's say the board decides it wants to adjust the values a little bit, right? And as far as whether or not Empire would appeal that, I can't tell you that.
Sure.
Because it would depend on what the values were.
Sure.
And so I don't want to speak for my client when I don't have authority to do that. So I can't tell you whether they would appeal or not. But I can say that if we were to appeal, under whatever circumstance that would be, I would advise my client to appeal on classification as well, for the reasons I've already talked about. And so I'm not trying to evade your question. I'm trying to answer it as honestly as I can. And I hope that's a sufficient answer, but I think these values have Empire's blessing, so to speak.
Right.
Because they spent a lot of time and energy. I mean, I shudder to look at the bill that I'm going to get from Mr. Dine, because I know they worked over the weekend and all last week and this week to come up with these values and to do the work that they did. And of course, I'm not cheap either.
Right.
So, I mean, there's a certain amount of expense that they've already expended in pursuing these appeals to try to bring some reality to these assessments. But if the board were to decide to uphold the assessor's values, I can assure you we would appeal all the issues, and I feel very comfortable that we would get a lower value than what we're proposing, values, again, I want to stress, and it's important I want to cover Mr. Dinan too, because it's not an appraisal. It's not. We're not professing this spreadsheet to be an appraisal. In fact, Mr. Dinan in his notes makes clear that it's not, because it's not. We didn't have the time to do a full-blown appraisal on all 139 parcels. We just couldn't do that.
Hold on one second. Matt, Mike, and we've got just the two board members here now. My concern, you provided a lot of material, and you know how us citizen boards. We've got one more day of this, and I'd like just to go over it a little bit one more time. And I don't want to say that you. I would like to have you available if we have another call, but I think I've got all the questions I want to ask your appraisers at this point. But one other concern that I have is that when you say that the purchase price, the assessor, of course, wants to know the purchase price that you paid, and I understand your argument, it's a going concern, but one of the things you said is it's not that, it's the value somebody will pay. Well, you just paid for it. So I guess it does have a value to somebody, and that somebody is you or somebody else who wants to buy a ongoing utility.
Right.
So I'm a little concerned by that argument. But having said that, I do find a lot of what your appraisers have come up with here valuable, and I'm going to try. I think Jerry and I want to look at this a little bit longer, maybe over the evening. We're not going to discuss it outside of this hearing, but we do want to look at it individually. So, is there a time tomorrow that you might be available that we can call you back? And I'm saying this for another reason. Unfortunately, is it's 5 o'clock and we still have not got through several people at this point. So I really need to cut this short for right now, if I can. I'll table it.
Yeah, no. I really sincerely appreciate the time and attention that you guys are giving to this, because quite honestly, I haven't had that experience in other counties before their boards, and so that's a welcome, a very pleasant surprise. And so with that thought in mind, I can be available whenever tomorrow. I'm looking at my calendar. I don't have anything that's firm that can't be moved or so I'm available at your leisure. You can let me know. I don't know if you want to have the clerk, when you have a sense of when you might want to talk, maybe have the clerk reach out to me just to kind of.
I will.
Or you can just call me. I mean, however you want to do it is fine.
We'll get back with you sometime tomorrow, but we will finalize this one way or the other.
Pat, before we hang up, because I respect what the commissioners are saying, but if I could just make two quick comments. One, any improved property, we didn't fool with the assessor's opinion. We just ignored them and went on. We accepted the assessor's opinion because we didn't